UK police claim 5'5" neurodiverse female recruit, 18, can take down assailants. By Jack Montgomery on March 2, 2023. England's Essex police force has spotlighted a 5'5" female recruit, aged 18 and described as autistic and dyslexic, assuring the public she can hold her own against assailants. In a glowing profile piece highlighted on social media, Essex police said that, when it comes to breaking stereotypes, police constable Lauren Hooper wants to shatter the alleged glass ceiling. People always have this idea of what a police officer should look like. PC Hooper is quoted as saying, likely in reference to historic minimum height requirements for officers, now abolished. But I assure you, even as a 5'5" woman, I can hold my own. People always assume you have to be a 6-foot-plus man to keep up with the training. But I've never struggled when it comes to defending myself, she claimed. I've completed the training with people of all different shapes, sizes and backgrounds. When it comes down to taking down an assailant, we will do everything in our power to protect you. British police officers seldom carry firearms unless they are part of specialist protection or armed response units. The teenage officer also described herself as autistic and dyslexic and admitted that there were times she thought she would never manage to join the police force, despite her father, Stuart Hooper, being a chief superintendent, and her grandfather and great-grandfather also serving in uniform. Obviously, being neurodiverse always has its challenges in life, but I've still been able to train, pass the tests and even became one of the drill leads at the passing out parade, which was a proud moment for all my family. PC Hooper revealed, saying that the college where she trained had been a safe space. Don't let being neurodiverse ever stop you from achieving your goals. Essex Police have supported me massively throughout this journey and helped me overcome any challenges I've had along the way, she told other prospective recruits. She has ambitions to perhaps join the Force Hate Crime Unit, among other possibilities, and work up the ranks and become a leader like her father. Some social media users expressed skepticism about how well the relatively diminutive teenager might do in a physical fight with a violent male criminal, despite her protestations. I had to rugby tackle someone running from two female police officers laden with anti-stab vests and gear they had to carry. They had no chance against a young male who ran from them, claimed one. I don't doubt their commitment, but sometimes biological reality needs to be taken into account, they added. She'd be overpowered easily by almost any man, another asserted, while a third user said they were genuinely concerned for her safety. Female officers have sometimes struggled to detail male criminals in the past, with one viral incident in 2018 seeing three policewomen in Sweden bested with relative ease in a physical altercation with a migrant arsonist despite the use of pepper spray. The smallest policewoman in Britain that year was said to be PC Sue Day, a 4'10" officer serving in Swindon. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.